tough loss for us, obviously. Wanting to keep running, winning streak alive, wanting to win on the road, and start off fast as an offense that we talked about. But, like we've talked about before, we got to finish in the red zone. And to kick three field goals without touchdowns was not good. I mean, we needed to finish, and it came back and bit us in the butt and kind of slowed down in the second quarter. And obviously three turnovers, spot them 14 points. It's tough to win that way. And proud of the way we fought back. I mean, we finished until the end, and that's always good to see. I mean, we never count ourselves out, and we finished. And I think a testament to Everson Griffin to come out and play today, and obviously the situation he had and had to deal with, came out and played with a heavy heart. And, that's a heck of a teammate, and we're very proud of him, and we're supporting him. But, get back to work tomorrow, move on from this one. We don't want this to linger. Just like if it was a win, we wouldn't want it to linger. We got a tough road ahead of us. We're happy to be back home for the next 2 weeks, though, and get back to work tomorrow.
Is there a pattern that you can point to with some of the red zone issues you guys have had?
No, not really. We'll have to watch the film, but I don't know what the issue is. No, I mean, I think it all goes back to execution, and we got to keep executing and learning from it. But I can't pinpoint one exact thing, no.
You're a pretty athletic quarterback. What's it like to watch Griffin go 76, though?
He's unbelievable. He played extremely well. He's obviously a very good quarterback, a very good athlete, and, he won the game, he's probably going to play in this league for a long time. He's a good player.
Christian, did their defense show anything different than you thought going in? I mean, you guys had a lot of drop passes and got out of the flow that way.
No, we didn't. They didn't do anything we didn't expect. They're different defense schematically to begin with. They do some different things. There's a lot of different coverages, but they didn't do anything that we didn't expect. No.
I feel like you missed more throws than usual. Was the wind impacting the ball?
No, I don't think the wind was impacting it. Just had a couple misses and didn't play as well as I should have. So.
Pick six.
I tried to check it down and kind of ball just slipped out of my hand, just sailed. Trying to throw it to Jenkins, who's 7 yards in front of me, and it was a fluke play. So,
were you thinking you were going to get the zero blitz there? Because they were showing it at the line.
They did it a couple times, and they rolled back to cover three. So, I wasn't exactly sure. I think they did it twice before. So, we were always anticipating cover zero, but they showed that same look a couple times before.
On the fumble, how hard were you hit, or was it just?
It was just. I think you hit it in the right spot. I was going through my throwing motion, about to throw it to Percy, I don't know how hard it got hit, but just got knocked out.
Christian Adrian said he looked on the sideline when they started chanting RG3 just to see what the emotion was like and take the temperature, and he said that he didn't see anyone kind of hanging their head and giving in. The resolve kind of changed right there, despite the crowd. What did you see?
Well, I think for how young this team is, Well, we show a lot of maturity. Obviously, the momentum throughout a lot of the game was on their side, and we just kept pushing through, especially in the second half and in the fourth quarter. We just kept pushing through, and no one hung their head. Everyone was in it, and even in the locker room afterwards. I mean, no one was – obviously, we're disappointed, but we know that it was a tough game, and we're proud of the way we played, but we know that we got to get better. I mean, we're a good team. We just got to get better at certain things.
Christian, did you feel at any point that you were trying to press too hard today, trying to take too much on your shoulders?
No, I don't think so, no.
This game, the flow of the game sort of felt a little like Indianapolis, but having won a few games here, does this loss feel different than that one?
For me, it does. Turn the ball over three times with two interceptions, I mean, that's never good, and had no turnovers in that Indianapolis game, but the good thing is, we've been here before. I mean, we lost, in the second game of the first quarter, we lost the second game of the second quarter. So we can learn from it. And again, we're happy to go back home and play at home and keep our winning streak at home alive. So.
How big are those? I mean, two home games in a five-day span here.
They're huge, huge, especially a good Arizona team and a Tampa Bay team. It's big for us to bounce back from this loss.
Those first two turnovers obviously lead to 14 points. I imagine that's the most bothersome about the giveaways.
Definitely. Turnovers are never good. And when, fumble for a recovery for a touchdown and a pick six, disappointing for sure. And you never want to have those situations, but, just got to forget about it. I think I did a good job of forgetting about it and moving on and kept playing.
Did you go through the week thinking you might not have Jerome in this game?
No, we practiced with him in during practice, and Weren't really sure. It was kind of going to be a game time decision, and unfortunately didn't get to play. So.
How does that impact then, even just your decision making in the course of the game, not having that speed on the outside?
Not really. I mean, we won three games before he came in, and we got a lot of playmakers at the wide receiver position, and obviously we want him back, but we're making plays without him. So.
Christian, do you ever see Percy Harvin, the beating he takes, and he keeps getting back up there, make you scratch your head and wonder how he keeps coming back every time?
He's a heck of a player, and to watch him, I mean, definitely motivates us as other players to see him and the plays that he makes and the hits that he takes, and he keeps getting up, and we know that he's sore and hurting, but he's still playing, and he's making plays, and he's an unbelievable player. I mean, probably the best player in the league right now, for sure.
Christian, the defense, obviously a different perspective, but when you saw RG3 break through and get that 76-yard, what were you thinking? What was going on?
Well, I thought we had just got to get back out there and score. Obviously, we wanted to score and take the lead, but, they made a play. I mean, RG3 is a heck of a quarterback and made an unbelievable play, and obviously it showed his athleticism on that play. But, our mindset was, hey, we got to go out here and score and see what happens. So. Thanks.